Bill Simmons, better known as the rapper DMX, has died following a heart attack and several days on life support. At the height of his popularity in the early 2000s, he was everywhere, on the radio and in movies, too. Simmons died today in New York. He was 50 years old. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
DMX's voice had a texture to it.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
He shouted and growled his way through his song, signaling an aggression that could really only come from desperation. DMX was born Earl Simmons in Mount Vernon, New York in 1970. It was a rough childhood. In his autobiography, he talks about his young mom being neglectful and abusive. He was once hit by a drunk driver, and he had terrible asthma. He told the podcast People's Party with Talib Kweli in an interview last year that it would keep him up at night.
That's scary as a child. I mean, that would be scary. And, you know, when I would get scared, like, the anxiety would set in, you know, and that makes it worse.
He ended up living at a children's group home. And as he notes in his autobiography, by the time he was a teenager, he was addicted to crack and had started robbing people, finally ending up in prison. These experiences all fed into his eventual debut album, It's Dark and Hell Is Hot.
Yeah, there is a price to pay. How many lives will it cost?
Come on!
Since I run with the devil, I'm one with the devil. And I stay doing dirt, swim up, come with the shovel.
It's a grim album about violence and sin, but also looking for a little grace and salvation.
Tell me that there's love here, but to me it's plate. That with all the blood here, dealing with Satan. Plus with all the hate, it's hard to keep peace. Thou shalt not steal, but I will to eat.
X became an even more devout Christian later in life, but there are nods to it all through his discography. By the late 90s and early 2000s, he was a full-blown star, with multiple records going platinum and acting in movies like Romeo Must Die and Belly, where he plays Tommy, a young criminal looking to rise up in the drug game.
I'm trying to get on, man. I'm hungry. You know how I get down, dog. I need the shot.
DMX was actually on the set of his 2003 movie Cradle to the Grave when he recorded one of his biggest hits. Through it all, X publicly struggled with his addictions, as well as a string of arrests and prison sentences for drug possession, animal cruelty, and tax fraud. In 2013, he went on the TV show Iyanla Fix My Life and talked about his relationship with drugs.
Just because you stop getting high doesn't mean that you don't have the problem, because it's a constant fight every day. Every trigger that was a trigger when you got, it's still a trigger. Whether you act on it or not, it's something different.
As brash as DMX's artistic persona might have been, he felt that talking about this stuff, mental health, past traumas, your feelings, was among the bravest things someone could do. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
I've been through mad different faces, like Mason.